This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead, the Spokane Chiefs continue to roll right along in the Western Conference. Head coach Brad Lauer and the WHL's leading goal scorer right now, Shea Van Oem, will join us here off the top. There's a new top five in all-time WHL coaching wins. We'll update the latest numbers as Sean Clouston climbs ahead. The Kelowna Rockets had a special guest at practice last week. WHL alumni Zach Benson was skating with the team during the Four Nations face-off break. We'll have more with him. And Kamloops Blazers rookie forward Tommy Lafreniere is among the WHL leading rookie scorers as his NHL draft stock continues to rise. He'll be our guest. First up, the Spokane Chiefs have lost just twice in regulation since the WHL's trade deadline. They continue to climb in the standings, but can they catch Everett for the first seed and the U.S. division lead? I spoke with head coach Brad Lauer.
Brad, you're getting a steady dose of good results right now. You come off 3 points against Tri-City, but let's talk about where your team is at with about a month to go in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously right now we're doing some good things. Our game is more consistent, has more detail to it. Again, it's always a work in progress for a coach. I think you're never, ever satisfied. But for a young group, you know, it's been a good second half. When they came back from Christmas, if we seem to have taken that next step that you want to take, especially with the young group that we have.
You're getting healthy too, which has helped. You're getting some of those depth players back. But let's be honest. I mean, since Andrew Crystal has showed up, the offensive numbers have spiked. You have that top line probably in the WHL right now. Has that been the big straw that has stirred the drink for you?
Well, they've been good for us. There's no doubt. When obviously you add a guy like Andrew to our lineup and, you know, the type of player he is, and put him with Berkeley and then Shea, obviously they've been able to do some magical things, some good things. You know, the biggest thing for them is making sure they understand playing on both sides of the puck, you know, with the puck and without the puck. And I think they understand that, you know, as far as like cheating the game, we talk about a lot, and they've done a good job for that. They've tried to stick with structure. Obviously, when you have a group like that, you give them a little bit more rope to play with, because they are a creative group, so you don't want to take that away from them. But still, and also understand the importance of playing defense, and you know, they've been a very good line. But one thing we always talked about this year, and you know, as good as they are, we just don't want to be recognized as a one-line team. You know, we don't try to overplay more than 20 minutes if we don't have to. For the most part, we try to get our four lines going. We try to get our fourth line to close to 10 minutes as we can a night or over, and, you know, try to balance it out that way.
I want to ask you about that first seed. I don't know if you're talking about Everett now. Wouldn't have probably even been on the radar until just maybe a month ago or so, but all of a sudden you're 9 back. Can you catch Everett? Is it something you talk about?
Well, yeah, you know, it's nothing that we really talked about. I mean, obviously at the start of the year we didn't know where we were going to be. We obviously have all the new coaching staff and a young team, but, you know, I think the biggest thing for us that we stick to is just we don't look too far down the road. You know, we're just, you know, game by game. The biggest thing for us is just making sure about our team game, and, you know, what we mean by that is just our habits and our details, and making sure we understand the situation we're in. And, you know, we want to be creative, we want to make plays, but also we don't want to be turning the puck over. So, been a lot of work with some of our young guys of understanding. They always want to score goals every shift, and they obviously you can't do that. It's a pretty good league. The other teams want to deny that too. So, managing situations has been a big thing for us with our young team.
Meanwhile, the WHL leading goal scorer heading into the weekend is Spokane's Shea Van Oem as his breakout season continues, and it might have just changed his career plans. He was back in Kamloops on BC Family Day.
Yeah, super exciting. Obviously, tons of fond memories here. Obviously, played here for a little bit and hosted the Memorial Cup. So, yeah, it's kind of sad. You know, it could potentially be my last time in this building, but just trying to take it all in.
I'll give you credit. We chatted early in the season after you were the WHL Player of the Week, and I joked about, like, you know, are you checking the goal list or where the points are at? And, you know, you've been able to keep that going all year long to the point where you're leading the WHL in goals. Tell me what's clicked for you this season.
Yeah, I think for sure. I think I just had a, you know, really big off season. It was kind of my first off season being home as early as I was. Obviously, first couple years of my career, I'd gone really deep in the playoffs. So, yeah, I didn't get a camp invite also, which kind of put fire in my belly. And Just wanted to continue my scoring and my pace all season, and it's been good to see. And obviously getting Andrew at the deadline's been a lot of help, so credit to my two line mates as well.
You played head-to-head against Andrew Crystal a lot, especially when you were a Blazer. Now your teammates, is there something you know about him now that maybe when you played against him, there was something maybe in a rivalry between you and that team? What's it like to play with him now?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, we hated each other. Obviously, Kelowna-Kamloops is a huge rival, and we joked about that for a bit. But, yeah, I'd say one big thing I've noticed is just his work ethic. You know, he works really hard in practice, really hard in the gym, and he's got a pro mentality. So to bring that in, to show some of our younger guys has been awesome, and to bring him into our veteran group has been awesome as well. He's a great person.
He is 100 points in the season. You lead the league in goals. How much are you guys talking about the scoring race and those things? I know we're a month away. Yeah. I mean, that's it. You know, it'd be sure nice to kind of win some individual accolades. I know you guys probably have Everett on your mind here to try and catch them, but yeah. How much are you talking about the individual stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, it's hard when your teammates are bugging you about it and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to win hockey games, do what I can to help the team. Obviously, our power play has been clicking, and I've put a few in the back of the net on the man advantage. But, yeah, I think individually, you know, it would be nice to be recognized at the end of the year, but not focus on that right now. Just keep playing my game.
You mentioned winning games. You're 9 points back of Everett. Can you catch Everett? Is that a focus at all you guys are talking about?
Yeah. It is. I mean, obviously, we want to catch them. Focus, I think, would just be game to game and you know, being prepared for what's to come. And, yeah, I mean, we need them to lose some games, and they got some tough matchups coming up, and we need to keep rolling. So, yeah, for sure, it's in the back of our minds, but I wouldn't say it's the main focus.
You have a commitment to Penn State University. That came out about a month ago or so. Now, is that sort of the backup plan? Because the numbers you're putting up, to me, would indicate a shot at pro, a shot at an NHL entry-level contract. Where are you at there?
Yeah, for sure. It's for sure a backup plan. My birthday's in March, so kind of had to get that done. There's some NCAA rules where if you turn 21 during the season, you lose your eligibility. So, yeah, I'm in you know, five university courses right now, grinding that out online. And, yeah, it's unbelievable for a guy like me who would have been deciding between a pro contract or U Sports, and now I can do either a pro contract or NCAA. So, yeah, my main focus all year has been to earn myself a deal, and, you know, I'm super fortunate and happy to go to Penn State if that weren't to come.
You know, it's funny because about a year ago at this time, you were chatting to me about being in media, being, you know, in a broadcast scenario or going down that trail. I guess you've kind of forgotten about that after 44 goals here.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking, as you know, John. And, you know, I've always, you know, I've actually gone pretty close with Mike Boyle as well. He's an unbelievable human. And, yeah, no, I have a lot of respect for you guys. I think it's really cool. My parents always thought I'd be a broadcaster. They'd turn off the volume, and I would call the games back when I was a kid. So, yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. But, yeah, it's still in the back of my mind. But, yeah, for sure, with the success I'm having, that's the focus.
Thanks a lot. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Really appreciate it.
From the drop of the puck to the Edson Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kamloops Blazers head coach Sean Clouston has moved into the top five in all-time WHL coaching wins. He's now at 584 heading into a new week, passing Mark Habscheid for fifth all-time.
Yeah, it feels good. I think that, you know, just makes you, you know, reflect on your time in the league. It's been a lot of, you know, a lot of years. You remember great coaches that you've coached with. Coached against, you know, so thankful for the opportunity to be in such a prestigious league for a long time. I mean, great players. You know, you remember the great players. You remember some ups and some downs, but overall, just very grateful.
Lorne Mullican sitting fourth on the all-time coaching list. Don Knockbauer, current head coach in Wenatchee at third. Ken Hodge at number two, and Don Hay, the all-time leader in WHL wins at number one.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Kelowna Rockets had a special guest last week. Regan Bartel has more.
So I'm at Kelowna Rocket practice on Thursday, and I see a guy wearing Buffalo Sabre gear. Who is this guy? Well, it's actually Zach Benson, Levi Benson's older brother. Of course, you know him. He played in the WHL, had a lot of success with the then Winnipeg Ice. why are you here? I can probably answer that question, but you tell me.
Yeah, I mean, we got the Four Nations break right now, so decided to come home. I mean, all my teammates are going somewhere where there's sun, and obviously my brother plays here, so I wanted to come and watch a couple games while I could.
Very, very cool. Okay, so the Four Nations, did you like the fact that when it was announced there was some time off during the regular season, or what's it like for a player?
Absolutely. I mean, you play so many games, and it's so chaotic. So when you see that couple-week break, you definitely look forward to it. And, you know, obviously to get to come here and practice with my brother and, you know, watch him play over this weekend coming up, it's pretty cool.
So game shape, you don't want to be out of game shape. So I guess you're here today, you're skating around, and you're keeping the hands, I guess, to where you want them to be. And also from a cardio perspective, would you lose something over the course of this time off?
Obviously, a week's quite a while, so I mean, you wouldn't feel like yourself if you took the whole 10 days off or whatever it is. So I'm obviously fortunate that, you know, Derek let me come out here and skate with the guys and, you know, stay in as good a shape as possible.
You're whipping around. You just look like you're in, you know, you're in peak condition. You got that NHL feel to you. Does that rub off, do you think, on some of the junior guys? I mean, they must be watching you and going, they're probably not seeing it to you, but they're probably going, wow.
It's not too long ago I was playing in this league, so obviously it's cool to see. You know, I still know a lot of guys in this league, a lot of my buddies. I mean, you know, obviously Andrew Crystal was here before, and I know him really well, and, you know, Caden Price, guys like that. So it's pretty cool to come out here and, you know, see kind of new faces and familiar faces.
Mm-hmm. Zach Benson again joins us, Buffalo Sabre forward, Levi's older brother. He was at practice on Thursday with the Kelowna Rockets, and great to see him here just on the ice surface doing his thing. Hey, tell me just about now that you have a chance to feel what it's like to come back to junior hockey to, you know, practice with these players. Is it like a massive downgrade? Like, is there a massive gap between junior and the NHL? There's got to be.
I mean, like, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't. You know, obviously it's a jump for sure. It's the hardest jump I've ever made. I mean, you're playing against men that have been playing the game a long time, and you know, they were all the best players in this league at one time. So, you know, instead of, you know, playing against 18-year-old star players, you're just playing against guys like Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin. So it's definitely eye-opening, but it's also cool to see the new players coming into this league and how much talent they have. I mean, that DuPont kid is quite something. So, you know, it's always fun to come back and skate with these guys.
So when you look at a junior player, what's the hardest thing for them? Like, is it taking passes? Is it hockey IQ? Like, where's the discrepancy there? What does a junior player not have that an NHL guy does? Well, you talk about size is one, but it goes far beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, it's puck zip a lot quicker. Just the overall pace. You know, everyone gets to the NHL for a reason. I mean, just the little things they do after practice. I remember my first time going to Buffalo, and the last guy on the ice was the best player on the team, Rasmus Dahlin. So it's the little things like that that you take away from them. But mainly the passing speed, just speed overall.
Levi, talk about him, your younger brother. What do you think of his play? You probably watched him a little bit.
Yeah.
What does he need to do, or is he doing enough right now that you like what he's doing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's an adjustment. I thought he started off really good, and then he kind of got injured there, and then it took a little bit of time. He took quite a hit there, and he was out for, I don't know, 3 weeks. So every time you're out 3 weeks, you got to kind of get up to speed again. And I thought as of late, he's been playing really good hockey. You know, I thought that I've watched the last few games. That line's been really good. Hiroki, Levi, and Čičak. So hopefully they can keep playing well, and, you know, hopefully they can break the skid this weekend.
Yeah, Zach, it's crazy. You could have played World Juniors for Team Canada. Was that ever in the cards? Or, I mean, you're 19 years old. Again, you were eligible. Was there ever any scuttlebutt about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a dream to play in that, and I wouldn't have complained if I got sent there. But you're also in the NHL, so you can't complain either. It was funny. I was just joking with Stanchel about it, talking about how good he was there, and, you know, wishing I could have played against him there, but obviously it's the NHL. You're never going to complain.
No. Last question is just your season. How's it gone? I mean, a little tougher of a grind than a year ago, or you tell me?
I'd say this year my body's definitely take a little more of a beating. Been sore a lot more days, but, you know, I've learned a lot from last year and from the guys in our room. So it's definitely just, you got to be a little more keened into extra treatment, and, you know, it's just little things away from the rink, eating healthy. And, you know, these guys, they have 68 games, so they have to do it a bit. But it's definitely, that was one of the biggest adjustments for me.
Do you live by yourself in Buffalo, or do you have somebody you hang out with?
This year I'm by myself. Last year I lived with Rasmus Dahlin. So this year's my first year living on my own, and that's been an adjustment too, obviously, cooking and cleaning and stuff like that. But my mom's helped me out quite a bit, but that's probably the biggest adjustment this year.
Yeah, skip the dishes or what? I mean, do you make your own food? Come on.
Maybe once a week I cook something up, but 6 out of the 7 I'm definitely ordering.
I love that honesty. Hey, nice to meet you here officially, and nice to see you again out here with the Kelowna Rockets practicing. Best of luck when you get back to the NHL. Just continue to push your brother to greater things.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Again, Zach Benson, Buffalo Sabre forward, but again, a former WHL or WHL alum.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Kamloops Blazer rookie Tommy Lafreniere is leading all WHL first-year forwards in points with a month to go in the regular season. He was an eighth-round pick in the WHL's prospects draft, but has blossomed to one of the top 2007-born players in the WHL. He was ranked 86th amongst North American skaters in the NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings.
Tommy, you're having an incredible rookie season, but you did have some handful of games at the end of last year that I'm sure acclimatized you a little bit to the WHL. How important were those games going into your rookie season this year?
Yeah, I think they were really big. I think just kind of getting to know all the boys and just getting kind of used to the league a little bit really helped me. I think I got a few road trips in as well, so that was definitely like crucial. And yeah, it's been really good.
You know, we always talk about NHL draft status. Well, let's go back to WHL prospects draft. You didn't go until the eighth round. And you really, I think, elevated to one of the best 2007-born players in the WHL. What clicked for you? What was it for you? Was it a growth spurt? Was it an understanding? Put your finger on it for us.
Yeah, I think it was kind of just an understanding of just how hard I need to work. I think I just kind of clicked inside of me that I need to do more than everybody else and keep pushing myself to be better. And so I just kind of got the weights a little bit more and gained some weight and took a little bit of height. So it's definitely helped a lot.
Now, did you use that as a bit of a chip on your shoulder, being an eighth round pick? Like, or was it anything you use as motivation now?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe a little bit, you know, going to the eighth round. It's obviously not the most ideal spot in the world, but I think it's just it was perfect for me. I think it's exactly where I needed to be. And I think it's just really helped me along the way.
You're leading all rookie forwards in scoring this year so far. You've got an opportunity in Kamloops here to play power play, play within the top six, and really come into your own here. Who are some of the guys in the Kamloops room that you look up to and, you know, set the right example for you?
Yeah, I think definitely Emmett Finney and Jordan Keller. I think they're just two great guys that have really brought me into the team. They work extremely hard, and I definitely look up to them.
I know you're busy post-game sometimes with NHL scouts. They want to interview you. They want to talk to you. You know, we do some of these chats like this, too, a little bit more extra added to your season here. What's that like to, you know, do a little bit more of this stuff and maybe get out of your comfort zone a bit?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty cool to get a little bit of attention, and it's just been really fun.
NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings had you 86th, and I think we're going to see you jump up a little bit higher for the final rankings if you keep going like you're doing. How much are you paying attention to the rankings and some of these other scouting services that pop up about this time of year?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty cool, but I think I just got to kind of leave it in the back of my head, especially while I'm playing. I just can't think about it. I definitely just kind of lock in a little box in my head and maybe take a quick look after the game or something like that. But yeah, I think it's kind of important to not think about it too much.
Your story is quite incredible. You've bounced around a little bit. You have some ties to Montreal, Whistler. Tell us your story, your path to the WHL that put you through Yale Hockey Academy there in Abbotsford too.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Whistler. So I spent basically 10 years of my life there, and I got to know a few guys from Vancouver playing spring hockey with them. So when I moved back to Montreal, they kind of reached out to come play at Yale. So I went for a visit, and I just kind of really liked it, kind of fell in love with the place, and I decided to go play there, which was obviously my draft year. So that's the reason I got drafted into the WHL. I think it was a really crucial part of my career, and I think it was a really good move by me.
You mentioned Whistler, and your family tells me that you actually were on the path to being a competitive skier, but something changed along the lines where you traded in your skis for skates. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up skiing and playing hockey as well, but I know I just like wake up at 7 a.m., go to the rink, and then put my boots on right after and go skiing. So I think I just fell in love with hockey, and I just kept wanting to keep playing and keep playing and keep playing, and I think skiing is still lots of fun, but I just love hockey.
And finally, you've had a knack for the big goals lately. I think back on home ice, you tied a game up with a goalie pulled with like 9 seconds left against Vancouver. And this past weekend, big goal for the hockey team. It comes in regulation with 5 seconds to go in Kelowna to win it. Those goals just got to feel great.
Yeah, they feel awesome. I think I was just in the right spot at the right time and got lucky enough to go in. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Okay, Tommy, keep it going. Thanks for being a guest on WHL this week.
Awesome. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests and to Regan Bartel in Kelowna for his help. I'm John Keane. Hey, have a great weekend.